In this episode, we're going to talk about the mindset and the struggle and what it really takes to succeed.
Welcome to the Business of Startups, the place where you will come along for the journey in starting and building a business and hearing the real business building work it takes to create a startup. Come along for the ride to see what really happens in the business of startups.
My name is Mukul Verma, and this is the place where I learn all the behind the scenes of what it takes to start a business. So I've founded numerous businesses, I've sold two businesses and 24 apps, and I'm starting a new business from scratch, a mobile app agency, to help other mobile apps succeed. So what I want to do here is I just want to go through everything that it takes from scratch to build a business from the basics, right? So each week I'm just going to bring to you different topics on different things that I'm kind of facing in my business and the struggles that it takes to actually build a business from the start. So that's kind of what I want to share here with you. And if you have any questions or anything like that, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can always get me on LinkedIn. You can always get me on Facebook. And I'm more than happy to learn about you and connect with you and seeing how I can help. But I know business is a struggle. I know it's really hard to start with. So that's why in today's first episode, I want to talk to you about a little bit about the mindset and the struggle, because I think a lot of people kind of see the successful businesses out there. They kind of see like the Candy Crushes of the world or the Ubers of the world, and a lot of these, and don't understand that, you know what, for every one successful business, there's been 95 to 100 that have kind of gone the other way, right? That's kind of failed. So what I want to talk to you right now is about just like the struggle of it and having that understanding and having that mindset in it. And you kind of got to give it everything you can give it. I'm not saying put 100% into it. What I would say, and this is what I did, was when I started my first business, I actually was working a job, and I kept that job for about 3.5 years while I built up the business. Right. And I do get people come to me and they ask me, they're like, well, I want to do what you're doing, or I want to work on an online business or a mobile business, and say, and how can I do that? I don't really want to work a job anymore. And the advice I give is always the same. Start something on the side, build it up, right, and then go from there. Because you know what? When you know the odds are against you, the logical and smart thing to do is kind of to hedge your bet. Now, that said, when you get into it, I would say whatever you focus on, you give 100% to. For me, I've done both. I've hedged my bet where I wouldn't go everything in on day one. I'd make sure that you have a backup plan. Either you've saved up years of savings, or you have a spouse that works, or you have a business that's making good amount of money. Like, my business was making as much on my day job as my business when I left it. Right. The other thing I'd say is that when I was working, I didn't actually take a promotion for a number of years because I knew that getting a little bit of more money would not help me get to my goal. And that's something that a lot of people don't really understand, or a concept that's not really as well understood. Because if you go and you work, you could do a job really cushy at work, and then you can come home and you could build your thing on the side. You could build a lot more success out of it. Right. Where if you took that job at work, you might end up working a lot more hours, it might be a lot more tiring, right? And then you're not going to be able to build the thing on the side as successfully because you're just going to be drained and exhausted. So I went to my day job, I did it, and it was really easy to do because I was doing it for a long time. But my goal was, I stayed in the same position deliberately so I could build up my business. And when I was ready to leave, I left, and that was 2007. Right. And since then, whenever I've built up on things, I've always found that giving 100% focus always works. I'm not going to see results overnight. It's going to take time. Like I can tell you with our app business, I worked over 40 hours a week minimum for the first year. And I made less than, let's say, my assistants in a third world country. But that was the hustle I needed to put in, and it paid off. In the long run, it was well worth it. So it took a year. And then after a year and a half, it paid off. By year 3, 4, 5, it was 10x worth putting that effort in the beginning. So you're going to put a lot of effort, not for money, but just to build the fundamentals of your business. I don't know how it is. Some people build businesses, can make a lot of money overnight. I've not seen that success, and that's not worked for me. It's always been a lot of hard work and a lot of hustle. It's about knowing that, you know what, you're going to have a small chance of success. Therefore, the way to deal with that is by putting in 100 times more effort, right? So that's always what I've done, and I'm kind of even doing that now, where we decided that, okay, I want to go with the mobile app agency. I've been building mobile apps for the last 7 years, been very successful at that, and we've built up quite a bit. We've sold quite a bit, but I had someone reach out to me and ask if I want to do consulting, and it was kind of fun. And I kind of enjoyed it, and I kind of realized that I have like a unique skill set that I can help other people grow their business. So now I'm looking at doing this mobile app, but I am building a brand new business, right? So with building that brand new business, I'm going to have to do everything from scratch, right? Like, we have to build the website, going to have to go out and get clients, I'm going to have to build the sales funnels, right? Going to have to build the products, right? Build the services. All of that's going to have to start from scratch on that. And guess what? I'm not going to get paid to do it, and that's okay, right? So I think that you kind of got to have that understanding that in the beginning that it, you expect success right away, it's not necessarily going to work. But if you expect it that, you know what, I'm going to go down, I'm going to work, I'm going to have that mindset, I'm probably going to fail a lot of times, and that's okay. I've hedged my bet. I'm more conservative in nature. Some people, they'll mortgage their house, they'll put all their money into it. But I'm just conservative by nature. Like with the app business, which is not my first business, so I actually put more than I put in my other businesses. I put about $3,000 into starting it, and that's made us, I've profited over $1 million from that. And I put a lot of that in education. I actually went to people who, were experienced and learned. Maybe I'll do another episode on, that, on learning from people that are experienced and understanding what works and going with, what works. Right. So I would say, like, if you're going to do something, it really depends on your comfort level and if you're conservative or not conservative. I can speak for myself. I'm pretty conservative. I'd rather the company be profitable and then use those profits to bankroll the company into growing a lot bigger, a lot faster. That's always been my approach. So I've always gone to make money first, right? So yeah, I just wanted to talk about that and say, you know what, just give you a reality check on the fact that it is going to be tough, but it is doable. But if you go in saying, you know what, if I've got a 5% or 1% chance of succeeding, I need to put in 100 times more effort and I will make it work, then that's kind of the mindset that you need to go into. And if you are doing a day job, don't quit your day job until it comes to a place where it's done. Like, I'm all for, I'm not a fan of jobs. I've only worked 4.5 years of my life for somebody else. But at the same time, I do understand that the risk that's involved with it. Strive to quit your day job so you never have to work a job again. That's the ideal place to be. Absolutely love it. But start off with the mentality that, you know what, I need to get this to work. The last point I'll make on that is that I think if you do that, that having more time doesn't necessarily mean more success. It's just going to expedite what you're doing. If you think that working full-time on something is necessarily going to mean that you're going to get some full-time results, I don't know about that, right? I think if you have a clear, concise systems and processes in place, more time will expedite that faster. If you're disorganized and you're not making money yet, and you don't have your business systems yet, I think that your time will quickly go into a lot of stuff that may not be necessary. So I don't know, that's just my two takes on it. So yeah. So just have a proper mindset, hustle, 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 work really hard. And that's today's lesson or show on it. If you do like this, do share it. This is episode number one. We're just starting off on this. Please do share it with other people. I would really appreciate that. That's kind of how this whole thing works. It can make this grow. And if you do like it. And if you could give me a good review, I'd appreciate that as well. But yeah, so this is my first business out where I'm actually dealing with other people. Just a backstory on that is that we've kind of had more lifestyle businesses where I could travel, I could do stuff, I could have fun, right? But I wasn't really tied down to my business. But my goals have now kind of changed. I have a kid, I'm in a family, he's gone to school. On that, so we're more tied into a schedule, which is great. I'm in a community I love. It's a very different place now, right? So, so do like and share this and, let me know if there's anything else. Do reach out to me on LinkedIn, do reach out to me on Facebook. I'd love to connect with you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Business of Startups. If you like what you have heard, subscribe to this channel and please like and share this episode. It is really appreciated. Thank you. This episode was brought to you by Mocool Apps Consulting. Go to www.mocoolapps.com if you are interested in business coaching or consulting.